Hello, darlings. Oh, well, there's a noisy magpie outside. It's better than the soundscape before, which was... Oh, there we go. Not sure if you guys can pick that up. All right, I'm hovering you above my chest. I'm pulling down my Wonder Woman 90, placing you betwixt my breasts, lying down on my bed. And I thought... I used to bite my tongue and hold my breath, scared to rock the boat or make a mess. So I sat quietly, agreed politely. I guess that I forgot I had a choice. I let you push me past the breaking point. I stood for nothing, so I fell for everything. You held me down, but I got up, already brushing off the dust. You hear my voice, you hear that sound, like thunder gonna shake your ground. You held me down, but I got up. Get ready, cause I've had enough. I've seen it all, I've seen it now. I've got the eye of the tiger, a fighter, dancing through the fire. Cause I am a champion, and you're gonna hear me roar louder, louder than a lion. Cause I am a champion, and you're gonna hear me roar, roar, roar. You're gonna hear me roar. All right. I'm sore. I'm sore, guys. Better than I feared I might be today when I woke up. Last night, going to bed with a bad back, especially the kind of bad back I had. Some of you may know what I'm talking about. It's a particular form of pain, and there are signs that it's potential nastiness, like referred pain, like, you know, shooting pain. But it feels a bit like a toothache kind of pain, when it's that nerve pain traveling down my limbs. So it's a little bit of a different version of my version of Raw by Katy Perry. And today is a eyes off the screen day. So that's why Anchor, you're so great. It's because you're just here. I'm talking to my ceiling right now. While you're here on my chest. And I can pick up my ukulele. And I can, you know, be strumming. And it's okay, because I'm not sitting up. I can hear a plane in the distance. When the night has come, and the land is dark, and the moon is the only light we'll see. Stand by me, darling, darling. Will you stand by me? Trudy and I, aka Undies Funded. One word, Undies Funded, U-N-D-I-S, is that right? No, U-N-D-I-E-S, FUNDED. UNDIES. FUNDED. Undies funded records and radio for me. Oh, this is a little bit, I had to hold that one from going up into my sinuses because, can you hear, I'm a little nasal. Listen to this sound. I was just like rubbing my fingers up and down the fretboard of my uke. A little ambient noise coming at ya, coming right at ya. It's a callback to chocolate and Valium. Okay. I'm just getting by on chocolate and Valium. PTSD, come in hell. Oh no, PTSD. I don't know my own song. True to your right, I need to practice it. Yeah, so that was a song that I wrote, and it's just the way I do my songwriting process is a mashup of the melody and the sound bed, well, you know, the backing track, whatever's underneath, and the ukulele chord structure. Because I'm not classically trained in music, I haven't been taught not to do stuff, and because my main musical experience is through improvisational theatre, I've learn to do the mushing on the spot. So, and that was my favorite kind of improv, was improv music. And I produced, directed, and performed in all women's musical improv show in Brisbane here. And it was quite successful. Back when Kookaburra Cafe was still open. It's no longer. Pain is a pain. I let my friend know. I'm going over to Kate's place. Kate, check out her station. Hopefully it's a podcast as well. Katastrophe. Katastrophe. A-S-T. Or, you know, like catastrophe, but K-A-T-E. She reads a heap of stories to her kids, but there's one in particular. Oh my God. Oh, there's a couple. Where the Wild Mums Are is fantastic, like for the grown ups. And also, oh, there's this beautiful story about this young female scientist from the 1800s. She was the illegitimate child of Lord Byron, and her mother was this mathematical geometry genius, and so and her name's Ava, I think, and the modern aeroplane software to this date is still, it's named after her, because somehow she with, oh man, I wish I could, I need to go back and listen to it again, but it's an awesome story, and Kate reads it so well, and then, oh, I don't want to spoil the end, but there's just something about Kate's reading of it at the end that it makes it extra special, that you wouldn't get when somebody was doing it as a paid performance. It's that little twist of authenticity that hits my creative sweet spot, darlings. I guess maybe I'll play this episode out with something, or maybe I'll sing, I'll give you an example of how, I'll try to do a mashup. Let's see, I'll use that, the raw chord, So I take this section of a song, Freedom's Not a Nasty Word, that I've done a cover of. And if you check out, if you go to artylou.com, A-R-T-Y-L-O-U, that will take you to my Instagram page, which is Louise the Artist. That's what I've changed it to. Yeah, so I've got a little film clip there made that I originally made for using my ex's superhero dolls, particularly his Wonder Woman ones. I originally used this film footage to make a film clip to the song "I Am Woman," but I've reused the footage, mixed it, zoomed it, played around with it, and I'm not finished, and I can't do it because of my bad back. I can't do any more screen time, but I will finish it. And then Trudy, if you're listening, and then I will send the goddamn thing to Parrish. Just not yet. It's going to take me a while. Cause I have to wait for my back to get better before I do video editing. It goes to the background, with the chainsaw. Yeah. So anyways, fuck, where was I? I haven't even taken any. I think I'm just hungover from the Voltaren and shit I took yesterday. Oh god, it fucks with my head. I was gonna do this mashup. So anyway, you'll see a video clip there taken Wonder Woman. You'll see Wonder Woman dollies being moved around for this song, Freedom's Not a Nasty Word. So this bit goes, people don't talk much to me these days, I'm free, but geez, I'll be remorseful of my sanity indeed. So yeah, I'm gonna take that and I'm gonna put it into the raw chord structure. Don't talk much to me these days. Let's have another run up at it. People don't talk much to me these days, I'm free, but gee, I'll be remorseful of my people don't talk much to me these days, I'm free, but geez, I'll be remorseful of my sanity indeed. Freedom's not a nasty word, there's something in my dreams, and I suppose I've been told it's time to pack my reins. Freedom's not a nasty word. You see how I'm... People don't talk much to me these days, I'm free, but gee, be remorseful of my sanity. So you can play around with it like that. Stand by me. Or, yeah. Right. People don't talk much to me these days, I'm free, but geez, I'll bear it. Full of my son. So yeah, it takes a bit of mucking around with it. So how I recently did something like this in GarageBand was taking this song. Oh, gee, how long have I been yapping on for? 15 minutes. Okay, so there's this part of a song that I'm using as the melody for a chorus that I've written for a song by Damien Black that he's getting me to do the chorus for. So I'm just going to sing the this Devil May Care. No cares for me, I'm happy as I can be. I've learned to love and let live, devil may care. No blues or woes, whatever comes later goes. That's how I take and I give, devil may care. So then I take my words and then I mush it together with that. And then I listen to it and I go each time I get closer. So in GarageBand, I've got like 10 versions of the same thing and I just listen to the one before and then go over it and over it and over it. So that's my process. That's my songwriting process, or at least that's how I, the songs are usually just written, they just come all out at once mostly. Sometimes I might do a little bit of editing, but yeah, so I think I've got a pretty unusual way of writing, which is just self-evident to me. All right, lovelies. Yeah, because that's how I did it with Chocolate and Valium. I took the raw chord progression, except I took it from having two bars to one bar per chord, and then and I just read it. I was sitting at Kate, as in Kate Tastrophe's place. I remember I was having a craptastic time. I was feeling pretty suicidal, whoa, but I was having a little bit of an up, a little bit more up, but I was hanging out with her. She was at home, I think, because she had a fucked up foot. She broke two bones in her ankle. Anyways, poor old Kate. And I was there and I had my little, you know, where I'd written it down in the book, and the version that's available on iTunes and everywhere, Chocolate and Valium by Lulu Island. That's me, or at least that's my, you know, that's what I write songs under. I've decided for now anyway. That's why I talk about myself in the third person, Trudy, by the way. It's because I'm just, I don't know how to do it more, you know, make it sound less wanky. But yeah. Sorry, guys. Shit, this is a long episode. Or I suppose not, you know. Anyway, a long ramble. Yeah, so it was spontaneous. It was improvised. The melody that I came up with for Chocolate and Valium was improvised in the moment by taking the words that I was reading off the page and the playing the chords for raw and just singing it. And then that's what Trudy got and then put her vocal harmonies over the top of. And people thought that we'd known each other, we did it together, but nope, we hadn't met. We did meet later on. And, spoiler alert, we might be meeting up again soon. Don't get too excited, Trudy. I have to wait for my back to get better. But, yeah, I have someone lined up to take care of, to stay in my room and take care of the birds. My friend, the chef. And my flatmate Craig is cool about it. So, yeah, I'm good to go if my finances allow and my body allows. Trudy and I might be seeing each other in person again in the not so distant future. We'll see. We'll see. It's just a tease. So anyway, wrapping it up. That's my songwriting process. I know it's weird. And my harmonizing process is just to sing along to myself imperfectly. It's just not to do exactly right. So that's how, by being bad, I'm good. Love yous all. Oh, I'm going to take it right to 20 minutes. Are you ready? Steady. Spaghetti.